I have only a couple of questions for our Oregonians who came. Mike, to start with you, you obviously ranched the land here for a long time. Your family, very deep roots there. Every time I have a town meeting, home ranchers come and talk about all the challenges that a ranching family now faces. How's this legislation going to help ranching families for the long term in the area?
Well, the 16 of us that are involved, it's going to keep us whole. If we can get what we consider this small payment, we can reconstruct our operations and continue to ranch. If we don't get this legislation, not only do we not run cattle on open range anymore, but the value of our base property is affected as well. And as you know, with the land use laws in Southern Oregon, or in Oregon in general, it's a ranch, and you can't subdivide it, and we don't want to subdivide it. We want to keep ranching, or at least have the opportunity to. This legislation gives us a chance to continue to do that. And if we choose to sell our ranch in the future, if we can replace that summer forage with something else, then our ranch is still whole.
Andy, you've been doing this a while, and I think we were all smiling when Mike had said earlier in his prepared comments, we don't necessarily agree 100% of the time on all these kinds of issues. But this looks to me like a textbook case of how it ought to be done at the local level. I mean, it's homegrown, got a broad base of folks. How did this all come together? I'm sure that, Dave Willis, with his incredible energy and passion for working with people, was a huge catalyst in this. But how did this come? How many years have you all been at this?
4 years. I think part of giving Dave kind of a left-handed compliment, his intense disdain for cows is how we got here. But no, Dave's worked really hard at this. We've worked really hard at this, and it was the only solution we could figure out. Andy approached me a long time ago, and when he first did, my first answer was no, I don't want anything to do with it. But as you look with a little bit of common sense and realize that your future on that mountain is not good, you look for other alternatives, and that's how we got here.
Andy, you want to add anything else?
I first broached the subject with Mike and other ranchers actually before the monument was designated, but they didn't want to hear it then. And so, but I think as the import of the monument proclamation sunk in, we started talking, and it was not easy. We are traditional opponents on a lot of things, but learning to understand each other's positions and the position they're in, the position we're in, the course that we were on, which was going to end up in the courts, was going to be very costly for all of us. And we think this solution provides more certainty to all of our interests. And so it's not easy, but sometimes you can work things out. And this is another example of something that's been worked out locally, and it has to be brought to the national legislature and, some national conservation organizations, national cattle interests. They're very wary of this, so we have this national versus local kind of tension. But we think that there is the critical mass of support among the conservation community and the livestock industry to get this done, and we hope that you and Senator Smith can prevail upon your colleagues, some of which have on this committee that have gotten buyouts such as this or others who have tried and were not successful. So they've all been they've had constituents in this similar boat, and they've tried to help them, and some have been successful and some haven't.
Well, thank you for all your efforts to find common ground, and I know it's been hard, and Senator Smith and I will follow up with Chairman Bingaman and Senator Domenici very quickly, and I think especially in this committee and in this subcommittee, we've been very proud of the fact that on the two major forestry issues that have actually passed in the last 20 years, the county payments legislation and the forest health legislation. We haven't approached these kinds of things in a partisan kind of way. The staff folks in back of me work in a bipartisan fashion, and I think we can address these three bills that you all represent here and the others that have come before us expeditiously. And with that, safe travels back to the West, and the subcommittee is adjourned.